This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
What's up, everyone? It's Bo here. Look, I ended up getting Spearmint Plus. Paramount Plus. Yeah, I ended up getting it because, look, this Halo episode that I finally finished is incredible. Like, I've only watched episode one, but I really, really enjoyed it. And we don't have the capacity to, like, put out multiple weekly shows, but I know we're going to do, like, a whole season-long recap. But as I was sitting here and watching it and getting ideas, I thought, you know what? What if I just did, like, a mini TV talk? Like, a really mini TV talk on occasion for shows like this that really have kind of the mental juices flowing. So Bell's not here. This is just some quick off-the-cuff thoughts. Spoilers for the first episode of Halo, and with the understanding I have not yet seen the second episode. Don't know if I'll put one of these out after the second episode. That is, after I've seen the second episode or not, but we'll find out. So here it is. I watched the first episode, and oh my goodness. Like, this is a really... It's difficult to say, like, this is a really good show based off the first episode, because you can be let down. That happens. We know that happens, but... off the cuff, they seem to get Halo. You know what I mean? Like, the people behind this series really understand kind of the core lore. And while, yes, there have been some changes made, and like I said, spoilers for it and everything else, I'll just go ahead and say it. So the Covenant have a human lady child person thing. And I'm pretty sure, if I could guess, and this is my wild speculation. As soon as I saw the lady child person human thing, I thought... That's a clone of Halsey. We know that Halsey's over here. She's cloning her brain and everything else. And we see the body of another person, lady child thing in a tube thing that she's got going on, which we're pretty sure is Cortana, because I think at one point she even calls it like the Cortana protocols or something like that. So basically she's creating Cortana, which is like this AI version of herself. And I'm wondering if she's got a bunch of clones, and what that child thing is another Halsey clone. Now, I mentioned it on a previous episode of TV Talk, but Halsey is one of my favorite characters in all of sci-fi. Like, just a fantastic character. Like, the way in which she is, you know, a character who morally gray is the brightest that she can get, and she has this insane, like, desire to control everything, but arguably for the better good. I don't know. She's this insane person, insane character, and I really love her. And I love the fact that she's tied to so many characters. I remember specifically... when I read, I'm sure on a Wikipedia page many years ago, that Keyes was actually her daughter, that was surprising to me because it didn't really fit with everything that we had seen before. But over time, I was like, you know what? No, that I can kind of see how literally she, like, her hand is in everything. And so she's probably, other than Master Chief, actually probably even more so than Master Chief, she was the character that I was really the most excited to see in action. And if I'm right... it seems like we got Halsey clones all over the place. Now, I could be wrong. It's very possible that I could be wrong. But for the most part, so far, it seems pretty on point. Everybody's been telling me this veers off after, you know, in the first episode. Maybe it's in the second episode. Maybe that's the thing. I have not seen it the second episode yet. But so far for the first episode, I'm loving it. I'm feeling like we got something on our hands. I think we got a hit on our hands, and I'm excited for it. Love the sound effects. Love the fact that, you know, the sounds of the guns, the sounds of, like, the powering and the shields and everything, it feels right. even when Chief took his helmet off, it wasn't as jarring as I thought it was going to be. I think there's something to be said, and maybe Bell and I will talk about this eventually when we cover this as a series as a whole, but I do think there's something to be said for the way in which a generation or a fan base or what have you, an audience in general, connects with a character who you've never seen their face. And because you haven't seen their face, you're able to like project a lot onto that character. Maybe you're even able to like project yourself onto that character more. I'm sure that's part of the philosophy of a lot of video game characters where you don't actually see the face of the character because it allows you to really imagine yourself in the suit of armor. And, you know, one of the things that we saw in the Mandalorian series was an understanding that Filoni and Favreau had that for many fans who saw Boba Fett, they really connected with the imagery around him and didn't need necessarily to see the face that was under that mask. Now, granted, we saw it in the prequels and everything. So when they introduced the concept of the Mandalorian, they really kind of leaned into this idea of like, no, he doesn't take the helmet off. And why? Well, there's all lore reasons that they created around it. But I think fundamentally why is because that T-visor is so iconic. And because without seeing his face, we can actually kind of connect with him more. And when he takes the face, when he takes the mask off and exposes his face, it's a powerful thing and it means more. So that kind of happened in this first episode of Halo. From what I understand, he keeps it off a lot in the second episode. I do hope that he puts it back on. No offense to the actor. He's fine looking face. You know, it's nothing personal, but I think we know Master Chief by that helmet and by kind of that soldier. I like the fact that there's the human element, but I feel like there's a lot of similarities in The Mandalorian and Master Chief and the way in which we can connect to their character and the iconography around them. So anyway, I say all that knowing full well that he's probably going to keep the mask off a lot this season, and I'm prepared for it, and it's fine, it's cool, but that is probably just like the one little thing. But no, I love it. I also love, by the way, that they had the whole insurrection thing, and they kind of go into the fact that the Spartans were created to go against the insurrectionist and then just so happened to be beneficial because the Covenant was here. I remember reading that in the lore back in the day. I'm super stoked for the series. Had no idea that they were going to do this. So little tweaks here and there, so from what I can tell. Episode 2 is going to be interesting. About to actually start it here in the next little bit. And yeah. Hopefully I'll have a little mini episode to put out that way. But anyway, that's my thoughts on the first episode of Halo. What do y'all think? Let us know. Head over to Twitter, twitter.com/TV Talk FM. That's twitter.com/TV Talk FM. Use the hashtag Halo TV Talk and let us know your thoughts on this series. Really excited for it. And yeah, excited to talk to Bell more about it once we get more of these episodes. So looking forward to it. All right. Hope you enjoyed this little mini. Of course, we got full episodes coming every single week, but maybe a few mini episodes here and there. Hope you enjoy them. I guess I just said that. Hey, you know what? Don't worry about it. I'll be back in a flash.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.